Thank you and good afternoon. The National Weather Service radar weather map showed a large storm system hovering over the north coast, and the rain is expected to continue into tonight and into Sunday night. As a result, the Regional Extreme Weather Shelter will be open again tonight in McKinleyville off of Hiller Road. The heavy rainfall has caused flooding on local roadways across Humboldt County, including highways, and a flood watch has been put into effect until 10 o'clock tonight, and drivers are urged not to drive through heavily flooded areas. Earlier today, 800 residents south of Crescent City were left without power after a major power line faulted, and Pacific Gas and Electric crews initially had a hard time locating where the fault line occurred, but were able to find it. With the rainfall that's been accumulating, the radar map shows that Eureka has gotten about an inch of rain, with higher totals to the south and to the north in Crescent City. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office search for 31-year-old Riley Kiesel has ended after Kiesel was found at a residence in the 44,000 block of Little Lake Road. While checking the outside area of the residence, law enforcement contacted Kiesel near a marijuana garden that contained 37 plants. Kiesel was arrested without incident and was found to be in possession of a concealed knife. Kiesel, who was wanted on a felony arrest warrant out of Humboldt County, managed to elude law enforcement officers who searched for him in rugged terrain outside of Fort Bragg in January. Kiesel was booked into Mendocino County Jail for illegal cultivation of marijuana and violating probation. He was held on a no-bail status. Around 9 o'clock Thursday morning, 37-year-old Silo Vigors of Riodel was driving a garbage truck eastbound on Sproul Creek Road when, for reasons that are still under investigation, allowed his truck to travel off the edge of the road. The garbage truck subsequently collided with a dirt hillside, and as a result, the truck's diesel tank was punctured, causing an unknown amount of diesel fuel to spill. Sproul Creek Road was closed for 3 hours while crews from numerous departments such as Public Works, CHP, and CAL FIRE recovered the garbage truck and cleaned up the scene. The collision remains under investigation by the California Highway Patrol, and as of now, alcohol and drug impairment does not appear to be a factor in the crash. Vigor sustained minor injuries. Hoopa High School was temporarily shut down Thursday morning by high school administrators after shots were fired about 50 yards away from the campus. Law enforcement arrested 33-year-old Brandon Biondini after he fired 3 rifle shots in the direction of his wife after the wife walked away from a verbal argument with Biondini. The wife was not injured, but deputies initially were unable to find the weapon used in the incident. Deputies then later served a search warrant at Biondini's residence, and the search turned up numerous firearms, including 3 Winchester rifles, 4 semi-automatic rifles, a shotgun, and a pistol. All of these weapons were seized by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Biondini is still in custody with a $500,000 bail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Due to the heavy rain, a landslide has developed on the Humboldt State University campus behind the Housing Grounds shop on Granite Avenue. Although there are no immediate threats to public safety, some students in the Cypress Hill dormitories have been temporarily relocated to available campus housing. Housing management will continue to monitor the slide with university police. Though the rainfall has been accumulating throughout the week, it won't deter the start of the Crab Festival in Old Town Eureka. The Crab Crawl begins tonight, and it will go through restaurants and bars in downtown and Old Town Eureka. The festivities continue Saturday, with a winter festival at the C Street Fair from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and Arts Alive will join in Saturday night. The 2-day event is presented by the Eureka Lodging Association and Eureka Main Street. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has identified human remains that were found near Little Van Dusen River near Densmore in August. The remains are those of 25-year-old Zachary Travis Mausner of Navasota, Texas, and they were identified through the use of DNA submitted to the State Department of Justice. Mausner was reported as a missing person to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office in May of last year. If you have a prescription ready to be picked up from Green's Fortuna Pharmacy, the store will be opened until 6 at the Lowe's building at the corner of 9th and Main. They will also be open Saturday morning for finished prescription pickups only. The pharmacy will be open for all normal business operations at their new home at 906 Main Street on February 10th. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.